follows. Again, we try to switch off different years, you know, Chametz years and Matzah years and Sipritzias Mitzrayim years. And I think this is, according to my calculation, this is a Korban Pesach year. So, let me speak a little bit about that. Rabbi Gamliel says, Kol Shalom Gimel Dvar Melu Pesach Leyatzu De Chabasa De Elohein Pesach Matzah Mara. Okay. The first, of course, is Pesach. Pesach has a very special central place. Again, ironically, you know, in terms of the public, you know, it's obviously the most esoteric and least known part of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim and the Leil HaSeder. But objectively, one can make the case, certainly, that Pesach is the equivalent of Matzah or even more. Obviously, it's prior in time. Erev Pesach already is the Zman HaKrabas HaPesach. It's the beginning of the process. And in Din as well, Amatzos Umrorim Yochluhu, the Mechilta, which I want to speak about a little bit if I get a chance. Mechilta says that that's a Din of Alasova. The Matzah and the Marar are the preparation to make sure that Achilas HaPesach is done properly, Alasova. Matzah Umrorim Yochlu, according to the Mechilta, is a reference to Sova, implying, in a way, that the Matzah Marar, at least in the context of the Korech, is Tafel Leikar of the Pesach. Pesach is an association of Kares, as we talked about, you know, Gemara Pesach and Tzadi Beis, talk about Shmus V'makom Kares. There's a case to be made that Korban Pesach is the Tzibur equivalent, as I mentioned, when we talked about why the Pesukim speak about Korban Pesach Dafka and Eretz Yisrael, even if it isn't factually so. But again, the idea that this is a Tzibur equivalent of the other association of Kares of Bila. So the centrality of Pesach is very, very evident. The Netziv, whole parish on the Haggadah, the Imre Shefer, is built on this centrality. The Netziv in his Hakdama already explains that Bizman HaMikdash, the Korban Pesach, was the focal point of the entire Seder and the entire Haggadah. And, I'm sorry, the entire Pesach. Just the focus was on Toda and Akaras HaTov. Matz and Marar were adjuncts. There's Manenu and Galus, you know, where, you know, there's a certain bittersweet aspect of Pesach. So we focus more on the Bichipazon and the Behala of Matzah and of Marar. But he says, still, there are aspects of the Seder that would be inexplicable if not for the fact that we view it as a kind of Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu based on the centrality of the Korban Pesach and even Bizmanenu that is the dominant feature of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Haggadah. That's why he explains the Levush of the Kittel and many other adinim of what he calls Yishukhan Gaval Kazachu, of the Night of the Seder, Ki'ilu, you're reenacting Achilas Korban Pesach. In the Bracha of Asher Ga'alanu, which is the Bracha connected to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kein Hashem Elokeinu Yagienu Limoadim Acherim. The Moadim Acherim, according to the Netziv, is a reference to the celebration of Korban Pesach on what we call Erev Chag HaMatzos, the 14th day of Nisan. Moadim Acherim is Erev Pesach. This is consistent with his understanding in Haneg Davar as well, where he explains, based on an earlier comment, I should say he was preceded earlier by the Gra, that the inclusion of Yom Yudalid, the time of Hakravas Korban Pesach in Parshas Emor, is itself a reflection that the time of the bringing of the Korban Pesach isn't just a preparation for Chag HaMatzos, but is a moed in its own right. There's something called Chag HaPesach. This is the Gra mentioned in the past. The Gra, right in Yoredeya Simin Shin Tzadi Tes, explains the view of those poskim that if a person is in the state of Avelus, that on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, he can already abandon the Dine Avelus. And the question is why? When it comes to other Moadim, you have to wait until close to the beginning of the Chag. Why after Chatzos on Pesach? So the Gra says, very succinct, very cryptic comment, but a very powerful one. He says, after all, Hakravas Korban Pesach took place at this time, and Hakravas Korban Pesach is mentioned in Parshas Emor. which is the Gra's way of saying, like the Netziv said much later, that these are not just preparatory psukim in MR, but the inclusion of Korban Pesach, Bein Rabayim, is a way of establishing that Pesach, Hakrovas Korban Pesach, is a chag, or deserves a chag, in its own right. And the fact that we say Hallel, Erev Pesach, Shan, Shchitas HaPesach, may very well be connected with this. The Mishnah in Pesachim Berav Samach Dalet speaks about the Gibel Kitos, you know, that go into the Mikdash and the Azara, and that are Shochet, the Korban Pesach. And while they're doing that, they're saying there's Hallel that's being sung. Tosin Sukkah says the Hallel is being sung by the Levium. And Rashi, there in Pesachim, says no, it's being sung by the Klal Yisrael, the members of Klal Yisrael who are involved in Shechitas HaPesach. So the question is, which is it? Or are there two issues? The Griz, and the Rav said something very similar, but in the Chidusha Griz al Rambam, he discusses this problem, and he explains that it's clear that the Amira of Hallel during Shechitas HaPesach is not simply the regular din of Shira al HaKarban. If it had been so, then Tosis would be correct, it would be limited to the Levium. But rather, it's a special din in Havas HaPesach. But I think that one could take it a step further. I think there's evidence to take it a step further. When the Gemara in Kuf Yud Zayin in Pesachim explains that Shechitas HaPesach is comparable to Netilas Lulav. Gemara says, is it conceivable, you know, that Klal Yisrael would be shochten as piskeyem or notlin as lulaveyem, and they wouldn't say Shira? So again, depends also on how you understand Netilas Lulav. Is the Hallel of Netilas Lulav separate, or is that the focal point of the Hallel of Kedushas Hayom of Chag HaSukkos? Assuming that that's true, which is a topic in its own right, but not for this time of year, maybe the point is that Shechitas HaPesach, on what we consider Erev Pesach, that really is the Chag of Pesach, is a kind of quasi-Hallel of Yom Tov. And Rabbeinu Hananel seems to say this as well. There's a lot of evidence for this idea. The idea of Yisur Malacha Bizman, Hakravas Korban Pesach, may be connected to this as well. The Yerushalmi, the Tosis quotes in the beginning of Makom Shenagu, seems to connect it with the regular din of a moed, a quasi-moed, whenever a person brings a korban. But there is evidence, I think, and especially in the Rambam, that kind of quasi-Yisur Malacha is because not just Zman HaKrovas HaKarban, but that Zman HaKrovas Karban Pesach is a kind of a moed in its own right. So I think there's a lot of evidence that about the centrality of Karban Pesach. What I want to speak about now is two things. I don't know if I'll have time to finish them. I would have time to finish them, but let me speak cursorily about two of them at least. One is the accompanying Karban to the Karban Pesach. Very challenging topic, the Chagiga of Yom Yudal. What exactly is it? What does it accomplish? What isn't it? Rashi, when he explains in his Perush on the Haggadah the question of B'chacham, right, Ma Eidus HaChukam HaMishpatim, and the answer, Afata Emar Lo Kihochas HaPesach, Ein Maftir Nachar HaPesach Afikoman, according to Rashi, the Chacham was really asking the question, how come we eat the Chagigas Yudalid before the Korban Pesach? Other Mepharshim explain the question differently, but this is Rashi's reading of the question. The Chacham wanted to know, how come we bring a Korban Chagiga Yudalid, and why do we eat it prior to the Korban Pesach? What is its function? What does it accomplish? This is the Shela of the Chacham, at least according to Rashi, something that we could spend a little time on, try to figure out what is the Chagigas Yudal. The Mishnah in Pesachim, Samach Tesem and Beis, records that we bring the Chagigas Yudal in, but only on certain specific conditions. When is the Tehillim? 45?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't have that much time, but Emesai may be Chagiga Imo, Bizman Shuba Bechol, B'Tahara, B'Muat, Ubzman Shuba B'Shabbos B'Ruba B'Tuma Ein Mevini Mo Chagiga. Very strange halacha, which we paskin like, which is that if it's B'Tuma B'Shabbos, or if you have a lot of Korban Pesach, namely, you have a small group, and you're going to have enough Korban Pesach, there's no requirement of Korban Chagiga. And the Gemara says, Om Rav Ashi Shema Minah, Chagiga Yud Dalet Lav Chovahi, Diso Kedaita Chovahi, Tesi B'Shabbos, Tesi B'Meruba, Tesi B'Tumah. Ubimiyut miyum aitaim asya. So the Gemara says, Kedetanya, Chagiga haba ma Pesach necheles tchila, Kedeshe Pesach nechel aso. So the Gemara basically says that there's no chiyu, it's a rishus of some sort, otherwise we wouldn't have these limitations. And then the Gemara says, strange formulations, the language of the Gemara is strange. Ubimiyut miyum aitaim asya, why do we bring it? And instead of giving an answer, they say, Kinetanya, most people say that is the answer, Chagiga haba, ima Pesach necheles tchiva, the Chagiga is eaten before the Pesach, Kedeshe Pesach nechel al asof. Okay. Now the way that Tosas understands that answer of the Gemara, and the whole Shakavatari of the Gemara, is in the obvious and simple way. Yeah?
If Tehillim 10:25, what's Mincha?
That's a good question.
I suppose we're supposed to talk about 2:30, which would mean we'd have to go now, right?
I guess so. It sounds like you're not so interested in Chagigah Sotah.
Being able to talk about Chavetziwa today, so.
Oh, you mean if you don't get it now, you really won't get it?
It takes time to get there, so.
Oh, okay. So, I'm just going to speak a little more. I think there are minchas going on during the day, right? So anybody who needs to go now, you're...
No problem.
Anybody who feels that they need to get the mincha now should for sure feel free. Okay. So the so if you read the Gemara Kipshuto, and this is what Tosa says on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. So Tosa says, Shema Mino, this is not a chova, but it's a rishus. And then Tosa explains... Eino chayiv min haTorah lahavia, v'yisok kedai dechova hu min haTorah, shuv eino lom rishayish chilek bein Shabbos l'chol, tava korban kavua, lo zman v'teisi b'meruba v'tumah, elevade lav chova eino bala kedei shiokal Pesach al asova. Then Tosfos goes on to say that the din of achilas Pesach al asova itself is a din drabanan, based on the chashash of shviras etzem. Torah says you're not allowed to break the bones of the korban Pesach. We're worried that you're going to be ravenous and you'll be attacking this poor Korban Pesach, and therefore to prevent Shviras Etzem, we are metaking a din of Sova, and to enable Sova, you have to have Chagigas Yudalid, we don't have a lot of Korban Pesach meat, to eliminate ravenous Achilas Korban Pesach. So according to Tosas, basically, the whole din of Chagigas Yudalid and the whole din of Sova are dinim derabanan, that are meant to accomplish one simple goal, namely Shvira Setzah. If that's the case, so then the problem that arises, the problem that Achronim ask about, which is, so number one, it doesn't seem that way. It doesn't seem like the din of Sova and the din of Chagiga Sudalad is all related to these drabanans. But in addition to that, what about Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni also is a din of Shvira Setzah, and Isser Shvira Setzah. And yet it's clear in the Tosefta and the Yerushalmi and the Rambam says it explicitly, there's no din of Chagigas Yudalid on Pesach Sheni. If the whole Takana of Sova and Yudalid is just a function of Shviras Etzem, why is Pesach Sheni any different? Moreover, if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Korban Pesach Perek Ches Halacha Gimel, it doesn't sound like the Rambam accepts Tosas's view. The Rambam doesn't say that the reason that we have Korban Chagiga is for Sova. Mitzvah min abuvchar lecho basar Pesach achila Sova, the Rambam says. And by the way, it does not connect it to Shviras Etzem at all. Shviras Etzem is spoken of separately in the Rambam. Sounds like Sova is its own din. Lefikach im hikriv shalmei Chagiga biyudalid ocha mehen tchila v'akach ocha basar Pesach kedei lizvoa mimenu. Therefore, if you happen to bring the Chagigas Yudalid, you should do it in the order of Chagigas Yudalid and then Pesach, so you accomplish Sova. Bim lo'achal ha'kazayis, yatsi dechavaso, v'chein ha'kilos baso Pesach sheni, right? Mitzah seishin ne'amar al-matzorom yoklu. Fine. If the purpose of bringing Chagigas Yudalid is should be ala Sova, right? Then it's not, well, if you bring Chagigas Yudalid, do it in this order. It's this is din of Sova, therefore, when there is Muat, and it's not Shabbos, and it's not Betumah, you should bring a Korban Chagiga. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Yud, Hilchos Korban Pesach Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says, Kishu Makrivin is a Pesach Rishon Makrivin Imoshlamim. This is separate from what he just wrote in Perek Ches about Soba. Right? B'yom Yedalet Min HaBakar Min HaTzon, which is based on the Pasuk V'Zavachta, right? Tzonu Bakar Gedolim Oktanim Tzcharim Onukevos Kekol Zivchei Shlamim V'zui HaNikras Chagigos Yedalet Alzeh Nemar V'Torah V'Zavachta Pesach V'Hashem Elokecha Tzonu Bakar Eimas HaMivin Imo Chagiga V'zman Shubah V'chol B'tara B'muat Avon V'chol Yom Yedalet B'yos B'Shabbos Opa Pesach B'tumah So the Ram has this in a totally different place. It doesn't sound in Perek Ches that this connection that Tosfos understands. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. I'm just being medayik. The language of the Gemara is a little funny. It's kidatanya, almost like it's a raya, not an explanation. I'm going to say that for the Rambam. It sounds like the Rambam thinks that Chagigos Yedalet is based on Psukim, that it's Minat Torah. Now the Psukim that the Rambam quotes, again, we have to finish up very quickly. So, the psukim that the Rambam quotes are the psukim that are quoted by the Tana and Avayin Omid Beis in Psachim, who holds that Chagigas Yedalid is Daraisa. He holds that it's Ma'ak, that it's Daraisa, that it applies B'Shabbos, B'Tuma, and even B'Meruba. Namely, B'Zavach to Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha Tzon U'Bakar, Tzon L'Pesach, Bakar L'Chagiga. The Rambam quotes that same pasuk, even though we don't paskin, that way. Almost as if the Rambam is telling us that, notwithstanding the din of Tuma and Shabbos and Muat, when you have Chagigas Yedalid, it accomplishes the same purpose as that man d'Amar who thinks that it's a chova and comes at all times. Otherwise, the Rambam shouldn't have quoted the pasuk. Certainly, again, it's detached from Svi, although it's connected to Svi. The Nishu Melech in Hilchos Kli Hamikdash, Perek Vav Halacha Tezvav, has a discussion, when is the Chagigas Yedalid, when is it done? Korban Pesach is done in an unusual time, after the normal framework of the Korbanos, Aleh HaShleim, the Tmidim. Is that true for Chagigas Yedalid as well? So the Mishnah Melech tries to prove that Chagigas Yedalid, like Pesach, is after the Tamid Shobein Arbay. Now again, if this is only a Korban Durabanan, that's strange. After all, we normally have this rule of Aleha HaShleim. And if all you need it for is to make sure that it's going to be Achila Ala Sova so that there won't be Shvira Asetzem, then who cares when you actually accomplish the Korban itself? Why should it be an exception to that rule? They say in the name of Rebelbel that he was impressed with this Mishnah Melech and felt that if it's true, it proves that Chagigas Yedalid is not merely a Hechetimtzi for Sviya and lack of Shviras Atzem, but is some sort of a kiyum in the Havas HaKorban Pesach itself. And then he was mistapek, if that's true, what about certain other dinim of Chagigas Yedalid? For example, is Machlokes ben Tema and the Chachamim about the time frame? Is it like a regular Shlamim, Shnei Yomim Balayla, or Yom Balayla? We paskin that it's like the regular time frame of the Shlamim, but the view of ben Tema, again, may highlight the fact that even the Chagiga isn't a regular Shlamim. It's an adjunct to Korban Pesach. The Gemara speaks about Peitesa Beisim Psachim Minui when it comes to Korban Chagiga as well as Pesach, and the Rambam codifies this. And Ravelbel also pointed out, it appears like there's a separate lav of Nosar when it comes to Chagiga, separate from the lav which applies to regular Shlamim. And the Rambam codifies this, by the way, in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Dafka, and in the end of Hilchos Korban Pesach, he mentions it. I think I just read it. Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Beis. Now, if this is a Korban Drabanan, that we bring Drabanan, it's a regular Korban Shlamim, why the special treatment? It would appear that the Chagiga and its accompaniment of the Korban Pesach, at least according to the Rambam, is not just a Din Drabanan Kidei Sviya, but something which is a kiyum in Korban Pesach itself. And the question is why? I think the answer is twofold. Number one, what I said before. The Chagigas Yedalid, when it doesn't distract from the Korban Pesach, but contributes to it, and that's how I would suggest explaining the issue of Merubah and Tumah and Shabbos, right? When it doesn't step on other toes and it enhances rather than detracts from the Korban Pesach, that's the Merubah issue, is like other Chagigos. It's a Korban to celebrate the Yom Tov of Korban Pesach. It's not a full Yom Tov, like there's no full Isur Malacha, like there's no normal, you know, Hallel B'Shas Tefillah. Right, all the yontif expressions of Korban Pesach as a yom, right, are a little bit tailored or reformulated. And Huadin Legabe, this one. But Chagigas Yudalit is not so different than Chagigas Tezvav when it enhances the kiyum of Korban Pesach. It's a yom tov, it's a way of accenting that this is a yom tov le'inyan Korban Pesach. But I think it's something else as well. And that is, after all, the Gemara does connect it to Sviya, and the Rambam connects it to Sviya. Doesn't seem like the Rambam holds that the din of Sviya is a din only in Shviras Etzem. And this relates to another question. Other Achronim ask, the din of Sviya in Korban Pesach, what's unique about that? The Mechilta learns it from Yochluhu, Amatzim Morim Yochluhu. There's a general din of Sviya when it comes to Achilas Karbanos. There's Lamashcha, the Sviya, the Gemara in Tzmur, Davkav Gimel, and the Gemara in Chulin, Davkav Lamed Beis, not even limited only to Kadshim. Truma should be eaten, Lamashka. So why is there a special din of Kedei Sviya, of the Derech Sviya, when it comes to Korban Pesach, with a separate limud? It's very strange. Moreover, Achronim ask, if there really is a din, such a din, well, so you're going to eat the Korban Chagiga before the Korban Pesach. The Korban Chagiga is a Korban and has its own din of Sviya. Maybe you should eat the Korban Pesach before the Korban Chagiga. What is unique about the Kedei Sviya or the Achila Alasova of Korban Pesach? It could be that even when we say the phrase which became so the answer to the Chacham, right? You know, that you're not supposed to eat after the Korban, after the Afikoman. That relates to the issue of Sviya. Some say Sheyishar Tam Matzah B'Piv. Maybe Sheyishar Tam Matzah B'Piv is itself connected to Sviya. So why the special din of Sviya here? But if you look carefully at the Rambam, and my time is almost up, so I'm just going to tell you, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach and compare it to the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, several things emerge. Number one, the regular din of Alasova doesn't require Achilas Basar, and it certainly doesn't require Achilas Kadshim. Right? What the Gemara says is you eat Chulin together with it, or Truma together with the Kadshim, so it can be Alasova. Korban Chagiga, obviously, is a Kadshim, a Basar Kadshim framework for the Kedei Sviya of the Korban Pesach. Moreover, the language of the Rambam isn't merely that it's ala sova, it's achilas sova. The Achronim also discuss, Rav Elbel among them, in general, the requirement of kedei sviya applies only to achilas kohanim, the kachim kadashim, or the chelek in kachim kalim, or even to Achilas Yisrael in Kadshim Kal. Again, it's take too much time to explain why this should be different. But the idea that when it comes to Kadshim Kadashim, it's a kind of an avoda, it's Asher Kupar Bahem, it's part of the Kapara, so that's Kedei Sviya. But generally, when you have Kadshim Kalim, Achilas Bailim, there you don't have a din of Kedei Sviya. Some of them suggest that's what's unique about Korban Pesach. In Korban Pesach, there is no Achilas Kohanim, everything is Achilas Abaylim. Moreover, the Achilas Abaylim is the Ikar component of Korban Pesach. That's how the Gemara says that Pesach is Ba, Filo Betuma, because Ikar ul Achila. The Shechita and the Achila of Korban Pesach defies any other Korban. Again, for many reasons. So the point is that there's a din, a special din of Kedei Sviya, Dafka when it comes to Korban Pesach. Dafka for the Baylim. But I want to take this a step further. I think this is true. And it's true for a particular reason, and therefore there's even more about it that's true. And that is, Korban Pesach has a very unique status. On the one hand, it's a korban. On the other hand, there's a din of achilas basar pesach, possibly separate from being a korban. There's also evidence that as a korban, right, it is unique or singular. It takes the regular dine korban, and by virtue of the context of korban pesach, it transforms them. It's a unique, sui generis korban. And this is true, again, I have three more minutes, about every aspect of it. About the hafrasha, about the shechita, we were talking about the minchas baruch a little bit yesterday, and his idea that shechitas korban pesach may be different than shechita of other korbanos. It certainly sounds that way in the Rambam. It's the makar for shlucho shel adam kemos. The Torah speaks about the shachatu kol Yisrael korban pesach in a way that it doesn't speak about others. Last year we learned chulin, we talked about shechitas korban pesach and shechitas kol korbanos. The role of shechita in terms of minui, everything that is universal about the korban pesach is there and transformed in the context of korban. And regular korbanos is transformed in the context of korban pesach. It's shechita, it's achila, the din of lishma, which is ma'akev. I like to explain that lishma is ma'akev in pesach for a different reason than lishma is ma'akev in chatos. In chatos, it's because of its kapara. In pesach, it's because there is nothing generic about a korban pesach. There is no lo'ol l'baylam l'shem chova. A korban pesach is a korban pesach. It's a shemos korban, not a vayikra korban. It's out of alea hashlein. It's out of the framework of this meeting. Everything about korban pesach is unique. For that reason, the achila of the bailim, the lesser role of the kohanim, all of these are transformed. If that's the case, so then the role of the chagigas yedaled is dual. Number one, it's a celebration of korban pesach as a Yom Tov. But it's also there to provide a framework slash contrast, in some respects at least, to show you how the Dine Korban of Korban Pesach are unique and singular. And that in two ways. In some respects, because the Chagigas Yudalid, which is Ba, as a Tafel to the Korban Pesach, also adopts these features, even though it's only a korban and it's not a separate din of Achilas Basar Pesach, which highlights the transformative elements of korban pesach even within korbanos. And secondly, because where you don't have the special dinim of chagiga, like korban pesach, so one as the prelude to the other highlights again what is totally unique about Achilas Basar Pesach and korban pesach. So that the kedei sviya, in the case of Korban Pesach, which comes not because of Chulin or Truma, but because of Achilas Chagiga, and Dafka, where you're ignoring the Sviya requirement of Chagiga, and highlighting the Din Bailim, where it applies specifically to Korban Pesach, makes the case, once again, of the uniqueness of Korban Pesach and its transformative capacity as well. Moreover, the Sviya of Korban Pesach may be related to the fact that it's Nechal B'Tzli. When the Gemara speaks about Sviya, Lamashcha, when it comes to regular Korbanos, they say if you like roasted, eat it roasted. If you like cooked, eat it cooked. Some Rishonim say, objectively, Tzli is the best. Sviya may be a single idea. And ultimately that idea is the idea of Cheirus. To be Nechal al Asova, not just as Achilas Agavar or Achilas HaKohen, but that the Achila should be Achilas Sviya in Korban Pesach, highlights the theme of Cheirus in Korban Pesach itself. In the same way that Tzli is a requirement in Chavtza Shel Korban Pesach itself. So in the end, the fact that you are contrasting the lack of Sviya and Chagiga and using Chagiga and even as Kodshim as a basis for the Sviya of Korban Pesach highlights how Korban Pesach has again taken a certain karbanos or kodshim concept and completely retrained it or reformulated it. This, of course, is just a proxy for the larger idea of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zecha Yetzias Mitzrayim. I have about 30 more seconds. The idea being that the event of Yetzias Mitzrayim was totally transformative to Klal Yisrael. And especially when we don't just remember it, but speak about it on the Leila Seder, when we say Rabbi Gamliel's Pesach, Matzah, Umarar, what we're really trying to highlight is the impact that Yetzias Mitzrayim has had even on halachic institutions of the rest of the year in a transformative way. If you go through the Seder, whether it's the Kiddush or the Birchas HaMazon or the Talmud Torah, every aspect of it is redone, demonstrated with time, in light of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, when the Chacham asked, why Chagiga Kodem LeKorban Pesach, the answer that was given, Ein Maftir and Achara Pesach Afikoman, the end, meaning the telos, the ultimate symbol of the Haggadah, the final Sheishar Tamatz of the Fiv, or Tam Pesach, I should say, the Fiv, right, is the ultimate answer. Namely, the message of the Korban Pesach, which is highlighted further by the introduction and the Sviya, accomplished in that specific way by the Korban Chagiga, is ultimately a symbol of the power of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zecher and Sipur. Wish you all a Chag Kasher of Sameach, and we'll continue after Yontif with Pagina. Thank you.